So we just left the train. Now we're going with thousands of people to the Oktoberfest. To the left of us, some kiosks where there are sold pretzels for some euro. There are huge pretzels, not the usual ones. And now we're walking next to some buildings to the Oktoberfest. Everywhere people with the traditional clothing of Bavaria, with a dirndl or lederhosen, it's called. Lots of people from other countries too, lots of Americans, Canadians, everybody screaming, they are all happy, they want to drink a lot of beer. So we belong to them, we're also happy, we're going to drink some beer. Now we're going over a bridge, perhaps about 500 meters, then we're there. We're already looking forward to it. Also, a lot of Italians are here, because this weekend it's Italian weekend, so we also see a lot of Italians. They also drink very much beer. Last year they built specially for the Oktoberfest this new bridge we just gone past. The atmosphere is getting hotter and hotter. Everybody wants to go to the beer tents at the Oktoberfest, and everybody is really looking forward to that. Every year the Oktoberfest is visited by over 6 million people from different countries, not only from Bavaria. And they are all coming together to celebrate the biggest fair in the world. We're nearly there, and there are really very many people.
Many people?
Okay, there we are. Welcome to the Oktoberfest. A huge sign under a green bow. And now we're going into it. Everywhere kiosks where they sell some gingerbread hearts and other souvenirs. Someone playing. Perhaps you can hear it with a flute, has
you?
Okay, now everywhere there are the beer tents. They are really huge, like the Hippodrome, or it's called the Fish Frony. She's selling fish in a bread. There you can ride a pony. It's for the little children. Or there you can throw at cans and get points and the prize. Also, a lot of candy is sold, cotton candy, and as I said, the gingerbread. And there is a horse wagon. It transports beer in it transports beer in beer barrels. The horses are really nice looking. They're decorated. Perhaps you can hear it with a bell and lots of blue and white banners and things like that. All the famous breweries are here. Augustina, Spartan, or the Paulana. Now we continue with our tour, and perhaps we go into a beer tent. All the beer tents, they are very decorated with everything. Some funny everywhere you can buy like hats and hats out of. To the left we see a bumper car. It's a huge attraction at the Oktoberfest. Everybody likes it. And to the right, oh, there, a drunken person lying on the floor with a friend who helps him. And we have to say, it's just 3 o'clock a.m. and 9 p.m. In the beer tents, it's also delicious food like Händel, it's chicken, or they also do make ducks. Open left to us, there are also some guys with a camera, so we're not the only ones to record something. Okay, and left to us, there's the Augustina beer tent, and let's go in. Let's go inside.
Okay. Now we're going into the Augustina beer tent. Many people here. Although it's 3 o'clock, it's very, very crowded already. If you come later, it's nearly impossible to get a free seat. And already it's really crowded. Great atmosphere. Okay, in the inside of the tent there are many tables and a decorated huge tent. In the middle there's the place for the ordinary people, but as I already said, it's really hard to get a free seat. And on the right and on the left side, there are the VIP boxes, where all the celebrities enjoy the atmosphere. To my left now, there's the kitchen, where the traditional Oktoberfest food is prepared for about 6,000 people that can take seat in this tent. We got chickens and the roasted pork, of course, and nearly everybody on the tables has a mug of beer in his hand. By the way, Augustina is the only brewery that still serves the beer out of wooden barrels. Perhaps that's why the most local people prefer this tent. Okay, as we go further, we see the place where the beer is sold. I don't know, but I think This year the price for 1 liter beer is €7.35. It's probably the same price in every tent, or perhaps the difference is not more than €1. In the very middle of the tent is a stage for the orchestra that normally plays folk music and traditional Bavarian songs, but also modern songs, covered of course. And normally they start in the afternoon or early evening, so they don't play yet. But it's already very crowded, as I already said. You can hear the noise in the background probably. And yeah, I think the people have a great time here. They enjoy it. Of course, you can see security everywhere because the beer mugs are often stolen, because they are often taken as a souvenir. It's, of course, strictly prohibited. And that's why the securities are checking all the people that leave the tent if they have stolen mugs. Yeah, of course, you can also buy them. It's not too expensive. There are also people going around in the tent and trying to sell some pretzels. These are really huge pretzels. I think the diameter is about 15, 16 inch perhaps. Now we are in the outside area of the tent, where another 2,000 people can be seated. Also, many people here. Oh, okay, we're now in the security check if we stole a mug, but of course we didn't. And now we're going further on the Oktoberfest, and let's see what else we can find. We're standing next to another kind of ride. Just listen and then I'll explain what it is. Okay, the sound that you just heard was from this game. Your task is to hit the button with the hammer as hard as possible, and if you're strong enough, then a little bell rings, like you just heard, and of course the crowd cheers and looks at the people who try to hit the button. Okay, there were just three guys heading towards us. They were dressed as nuns and a pope, so all the people are very funny and in a good mood here because of the beer probably. What you can't experience now, because it's you have to smell it, is the smell of the sugar-coated almonds and all the sweets that are sold in the streets. Of course, you can have normal food as well, like a fish or some sausages. The wheel sausage, of course, very famous for Bavaria. Okay, now we are at the dark side of the Oktoberfest. No, just kidding. But on the left side, we saw a maze, which looks actually very funny, and we decided to go in. So, enjoy it with us. There were just a few cops going by. There are many cops on the Oktoberfest, for security and safety reasons, of course, because especially in the evening hours, when all the people are already drunken and there sometimes can be trouble or just people hitting each other, and that's why there are so many cops here. Of course, they want to show presence too, because each year there are people having the fear that some terrorists might attack the Oktoberfest too. In 1980 there was a attack on the Oktoberfest when I think 20 people died. Someone planted a bomb which exploded. So the police of course, tries to find these things, but so far nothing has happened. But now let's go inside the maze.
Now we are going inside a maze. It's really dark. We're going above roofs. We are nearly falling down because and now it goes up and down. I don't know where we are at the moment, but we and a girl is following me. Oh, somebody hit the floor, but nothing happens. You have just to follow away. Oh, there's steam above my head, and now we're going, we enter the maze. There is an ugly person looking at me through a glass. Oh fuck, it's a mirror. Oh, there are many ways. I don't know where to go. I think over there. Okay. We're going through this maze. We're following a path. Well, we cannot see where we're actually going because everywhere are mirrors. Okay, here's an end, but we're following a path. It's not easy. Wow. No, actually, here is also. Now we're following a little guy. He's leading us because we don't know where we are going. Oh, what is this? It's amazing. Because... no. Oh, we are outside! We have made it! We can go a really, really action thing. I don't know if it's good for me, but I will try to make it. Woo. And now I'm going up. It's really dangerous because the stair is moving. I know nobody will believe me if he's hearing this, but it's like this. Now I'm up. I made it. Oh, wow. The girl is still following me. Oh, what's that? There are these rolls and I cannot move rightly. Oh, no. What's this? These are crazy things returning and we've got different colors. Woo! I'm going through it. And there is a turning table. I'm going up. I'm turning around. Oh, there's another thing. And the girl is turning with me. I will go down. And now I'm upside. I can look at Andreas and Nikki, but I don't know if I'll come back. Woo! Now I'm driving through. There's another bridge. I'm walking. I try not to fall down, but it's really dangerous. Because there are some things. Now there's one thing. Okay. Now we're able to go upside. I see people around. And now I've got to go through a... and now I go under with a tunnel. I'm going down. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's going faster. Whoa! I'm down. I'm down, man. Whoa. Now I've got... I don't know where I am, actually. But... whoa. Whoa. Steam. Whoa. Outside. Andy, we are back. Whoa. Finally, after we found the way out, we are standing in front of another ride. Crazy people who are totally drunken. Standing in front of us. It's a crazy ride where we were turned around and spinning around all the time. Thank you. Now after we had our little adventure in the maze, now we're going to the tearing wheel. I think it won't be so funny like our maze, but let's go. Okay, I'm going now to a really, really crazy ride. It's called High Energy. and it's a turning arm on the one hand. On the one side there are some seats where you can sit down, on the other side there is nothing, and you're not turning just 360 degrees around, but also you turn over your axis, maybe twice. Like you hear, people enjoy it really, but I think if you go down already, whoa, it's really fast. If you go down, everything will be changed in your mind. Okay, now we're a little bit hungry, so we're going to buy something sweet, cotton candy. Everybody likes it. Yeah, let's buy something. Can I have some cotton candy? Yeah,
yeah. 150.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we get what we want. It's amazing, but these old people really understand what we want. For all people who don't know what is cotton candy, it's white and fluffy and it tastes like real candy. And when you eat it, you have to put your fingers into the sugar, so you get really sticky fingers.
As we are heading further towards the Ferris wheel, there's another shooting range to our left, where you can shoot with rifles, and you can win plastic flowers or some teddy bears or something. And another candy shop on our left side, where you can buy apples which are coated with sugar, or bananas in chocolate. To our right there's a horror tunnel where some ghosts are on the outside, and to our left is a rafting track where you can go into little boats which are in the on a water road. There's some slides on the rafting track, and there are many people standing around it, and looks very crowded. Must be fun. Okay, now we're standing underneath the big Ferris wheel at the end of the Theresienwiese, and we're about to get in.
We have to buy our tickets first, and there's a long queue in front of us, so we have to wait a while. The price is €4.50, which is quite expensive. Now we have our tickets and we can get inside. Now finally we can get inside our gondola. We sit down on the right side. There are 8 to 10 people inside. Now the ride starts. From the Ferris wheel, you probably have the best view of Munich. Now we are rising and we see a lot of cars which are parking here, a lot of buses and the trailers of the people who work here. On the left side there's the Theresienwiese, and we see thousands of people, a lot of rides and the beer tents. Now we're almost on top and we have a great view over Munich, and the weather is just lovely. You see the town hall and the Frauenkirche, the B&W Tower, and of course the whole Oktoberfest. So we're starting again. In the back there's the Bavaria, the statue in front of the Ruhmeshalle. There are a lot of people standing in front of it. Oh, and we're finally on top, which means we're about 50 meters high above the Oktoberfest. The Ferris wheel is one of the most traditional rides of the Oktoberfest. This one was built in 1979, and the first Ferris wheel was here in 1880, and it was 12 meters high. Now we're going down very fast, which means the ride is almost over. And we have to go out. No, we don't have to go out. We go on our second round. Now the second round is finished and we're going on our third round, but we're not stopping anymore, so it's very fast. And because Ferris wheel is one of the most traditional rides, I want to tell you something about the history. And the first Oktoberfest was held in 1810, because there was the wedding between King Ludwig I and Therese of Saxony-Hildburghausen on the 12th of October. And that's why the place is called Theresienwiese, in honor of the princess. The first years there was just a horse race held here, and the years after there was an agricultural show, which still takes place every 5 years. And since 1810, the Oktoberfest took place here, but there were of course some years when it didn't take place because there was war, as there was an epidemic in Munich. And step by step, there were more carousels, and the beer tents were set up, and there were more visitors every year because the popularity grows so fast. This year it's the 173rd Oktoberfest 2006, and there are 6 million visitors every year, which makes the Oktoberfest to the largest festival in the world. No, the ferries will stop and we have to get out. And we make our way. Now the ferries will stop and we get out. And we will make our way to the beer tents again. And have a look in another tent. We're passing some attractions, and there's one where they say that there's a woman without feet inside and a woman without a head. And it should be an illusion. In front of us is the Freefall Tower. There's some very, very brave people inside. Probably they drank some liter of beer before they went in. And on the left there's the Eurostar, which is a very hard roller coaster where your rides switched around so your feet are above your head. Now we had to stop because we found a silver earring on the ground, and this earring is one of 4,000 items which people lose during the Oktoberfest. Among these 4,000 items there are 260 pairs of glasses. Now we are heading towards the Löwenbräu tent because we want to go inside. on the left there's a souvenir shop where you can buy a lot of things for your friends and family at home. And Lumpert said there are many people sitting outside because the weather is so nice today. There's really no cloud on the horizon.
The people are at the moment just a little bit drunken, but most of them have fun. And now we're going into another beer tent. It's the Löwenbräu tent. The people. We're now inside, and there are hundreds of people who are drinking beer and having fun. They are sitting around and standing because there is no place for them to sit anymore.
As you hear, the chapel is playing. Most of the time, typical Bavarian music. Very great atmosphere. The people are all having fun. Everybody's drinking, dancing on the tables. The song's over. Sometimes the chapel is playing a special song, and everybody puts his stein up. And they all put their stein together and then drink a heavy piece of beer. And everywhere the waitresses with they are carrying lots of beer mugs. So we left the beer tent. Now I think we're going home again.
Okay, as we're heading towards the exit of the Oktoberfest, I just give you some facts and figures about it. On the last year's Oktoberfest in 2005, there were 6.1 million visitors who drank about 60,000 hectoliters of beer, ate about 480,000 chickens, and lost 4,000 items. During the time of the Oktoberfest, the visitors spent about 955 million euros during the 16 days. 450 million euro are spent on the festival grounds for food and drinks, of course, and another 205 million for shopping in and around Munich. So the Oktoberfest is really an important thing for the economy of Munich and the area around it. It's almost 5 p.m. now, and we are close to the exit of the Oktoberfest. Of course, the real party is just about to begin now. So there are mainly more people that enter the Oktoberfest now. But unfortunately, we have to go now. We had a lot of fun. I hope you had a lot of fun too. And probably we'll come back next year or in 2 years.